This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And this is one of the prettiest, nicest shows we have ever had, because we're going to be talking about something called Environment for Aging. Now, it's a magazine, it's a concept, and we have with us today Jennifer Kovacs-Silvis. She's the editor-in-chief of Environment for Aging, also of Healthcare Design Magazine, and we'll be in conversation with her also about a wonderful conference that's coming up, the Environment for Aging Expo and Conference. Now, if you're in the field of design, if you're in the field of healthcare, if you're in the field of geriatrics at all, you're going to be riveted to this show. If you're not, if you're one of our wonderful layman listeners, we'll call you, you're going to know what's best. You're wondering what's happening out there. Where should I bring mom and dad? If you're a baby boomer, what's going to be the future of environments for aging when I need to look into congregate care, aging in place, different kinds of healthcare facilities? Well, that's what this show is about today. And it's rare, rare information. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Adrienne. I'm happy to be here.
And you know what? We're going to talk about so many things from, you know, congregate care to dining to colors to how beautiful new design is in the field of aging. But let's start with the name of the magazine. It's Environments for Aging. Tell us a little bit about the magazine and exactly why it's called that.
So the mission of Environments for Aging is to provide insight, information, and inspiration to professionals involved in the planning, design, construction, and operation of senior living communities. So our definition of senior living is mostly restricted to independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care. We do touch on post-acute care and rehab and even hospice and at times 55-plus housing and even aging in place. So really covering the whole spectrum of environments where one may live as they age. And our audience is largely architects, interior designers, individuals who manage design and construction for senior living organizations, as well as some construction professionals, engineers, consultants, and so on. And now we serve them via two main channels. And so the first is Environments for Aging magazine, which I'm editor-in-chief, and we publish three times a year in print. And then we also have content available year-round on our website and in weekly e-newsletters. And then we also produce the annual Environments for Aging Expo and Conference. And there we bring together hundreds of design professionals each year to deliver educational content and networking. And then we also have a trade show that's full of exhibitors showcasing lots of design products that serve that industry.
So I could tell you that as a speaker at EFA once or twice and an attendee, it's terrific. And when you
go there,
what happens, people who think, oh, my goodness, healthcare design, it's gray, it's dreary, it's a color green that somehow never shows up in a paint chip. Where you got that color from, we don't know. And it's dreary. How is it possible that this is an exciting thing? Well, you can't even imagine. If you would go to this conference, you would see things you'd want in your own home, more beautiful than your own home. So let's unpack that a little bit. First of all, one of the things that you do is you have design competitions where people actually come in and experts come in. Tell us a little bit about that, and maybe you personally, what's the most exciting thing that you've seen someone come up with?
So each year we have two design competitions that we do. Our smaller one is the ESA Remodel Renovation Competition, which is just as it sounds, it's a competition for the renovation of a space. But there we focus on single spaces. So a design firm may submit a dining room or an amenity space, something along those lines. But our big annual design competition is called the ESA Design Showcase, and that's where firms and senior living organizations really submit their best work from the previous year, and we welcome completed projects with final photography as well as projects in progress with renderings. And that's a juried competition. We put together a jury of design professionals who first go through all of those submissions and ensure that they are publishable. And then from there, they begin to choose our winners that are then honored at the ESA Expo each year. And what's neat about that is again, all of those projects that were deemed publishable, they then appear in the spring issue of the magazine. And so it becomes this nice resource. I always refer to it as a yearbook of design, and that you can flip through those pages and really see some traction being made in the industry and compare 1 year to the year before and start to pull out some trends. And so just for instance, this past year we ran our design showcase in the spring issue of ESA, and some things that, and I also serve on that jury, I should say, some things that really spoke to me was there were just some really bold aesthetics that were used this year that were just noticeable compared to years past. I was very happy to see that, especially at times in the past that you could see a notable difference between, for example, independent living and assisted living. And this year the lines really blurred. There wasn't that much of an aesthetic shift. A lot of the jurors noticed this sense of agelessness and that projects didn't immediately read as senior living either. You could easily look at some of these projects and think it was a market rate condo. That was something that really impressed me this year. In terms of spaces that are maybe higher in acuity in terms of care being delivered, like memory care and skilled nursing, we're definitely seeing more adoption of smaller residential inspired settings. The household model is a big deal in those settings, and we're starting to see more traction there, which was nice. And I think another thing is just really seeing communities upping the game with amenity spaces. And at times it was overwhelming. There were just so many different rooms dedicated to different activities. But you could see that shift taking place, that I think communities are working with their design teams to differentiate themselves with all of the options that they could present to potential residents. So I think those were some of the exciting things that came out of that most recent competition.
Well, you know, as I'm listening to you, I'm just going back to my old stomping ground, which is, what does the baby boomer want? And there were two big issues here. One is the baby boomer is busy. And I'm absolutely not surprised that there would be 100 rooms for different activities. Here's where you go for your pottery. Here's where you go to play. Right? Mm-hmm. Here's where you go for your dancing, your social dancing. It's busy, busy, busy. Mm-hmm. And therefore, as we age, we want to be busy. And this is Environments for Aging, but we could also change the name of the magazine to Environments for Busyness.
Yeah.
So it's a big concept. But the other is just the opposite, and that is isolation. And you and I were talking about that a little bit before the show. We have to stop that. And how can an environment help us not be isolated, which is the number one problem of people in their late 80s, early 90s, and many of us are getting there. We have 83,000 people here in the United States over the age of 100. So how does that mesh, this idea of isolation and your environment?
Well, I think it's something that design teams are really working toward, because I think that's one factor that communities are able to offer prospective residents in terms of when you're considering aging in place in your home or moving into a senior living community. If you stay in your home, isolation, I think, is a big factor that you have to consider. And so certainly you shouldn't feel that sense of isolation in a community, but that may not be the case. I think that if you're if you tend to be introverted at home, you'll still be introverted if you move to a senior living community. So so design teams are working to combat that in a number of ways and thinking about spaces that encourage socialization. And so when we talk about having all of these amenities, but how do you actually convince people to leave their apartments or their units and come out? And so I think you have to think of spaces that make someone feel comfortable walking into it, that have a number of maybe varying levels. There's maybe a space that has a number of tables and chairs or couches, places where a group could gather. But maybe there are some places off to the side that are a little more private where someone may be able to observe. Spaces where if you're going to have an activity, thinking about not necessarily having it in a room behind a closed door, because if you have to cross that threshold, that could be a big commitment, right? So places where people can sort of drive by first and get a feel for what's going on before they go and engage with some of their peers. And another big thing that we're seeing.
Jessica, we're going to take a little bit of a break, as we always have to do to pay the bills, as they say. And then we come back. I want to continue this conversation on isolation, because isolation kills. We know all about it. We also know that it creates some dementia or plummets you into further dementia if you have a little bit of an issue. And it is unsolvable right now from the point of view of simply taking a pill. However, it may not be unsolvable simply taking a class. And so this mesh of things to do with other people as well as intergenerational planning is a very big deal, and it is enabled by an environment. So we're going to talk about that, because if you guys listening, you know what I mean. We have to be together. We need to socialize. Back in a moment.
I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrienne Berg, your host for Generation Bold. As we get old, we get bold. The Fountain of Truth, the only syndicated radio show in the United States. And it can be heard on iHeartRadio anywhere in the world or through our app, BizTalk app, free app, anywhere in the world that deals with the issues of aging. And one of those issues, maybe at the top of the list, right after personal health care, is Environments for Aging, which happens to be the name of a magazine, a very important magazine in the field. And we have with us today Jessica Kovacs-Silvis. She's editor-in-chief of Environments for Aging magazine, healthcare design magazine, and also works on an Environments for Aging expo and conference to help plan it and produce it, which is kind of the mecca every year for people in the field of Environments for Aging. Now, I'll give you a quick recap. Environments for Aging means anything, as she calls it, restricted to, but it's really not restricted to much. It's unrestricted areas of anything from home health care, CCRCs, environments, hospital environments, environments for congregate living, which is the primary purpose, memory care, and, of course, that independent living that bridges you from your home to perhaps higher levels of skilled care if you ever need it. And everything from the design, the concept, the activities, how you're going to integrate with the community, and how you're going to stay in touch with friends and family, even with technology. Let's go back, Jessica. We were talking about the worst thing of all, maybe even worse than disease in aging, which is isolation. And you were explaining how you were, how environments could help, could integrate people into the community in which they moved. But now it's going further, isn't it? It's integrating people into the entire community, into the intergenerational community. What's happening there?
It's encouraging. We're starting to see more thought put into ways that that the outside community may be invited into a senior living community, and ways that that's being translated through design that I'm frequently seeing right now is through, for example, at a CCRC campus, you may have a restaurant that people from the outside community can freely come in and have a meal there as well, and other sorts of retail spaces. And I remember in a recent project in our last design competition, there was a great community that was adjacent to a multifamily housing development, and they decided to take advantage of that, and they built this beautiful cafe that, of course, all of the residents of the community had access to. But then it was located on the first floor with store frontage that faced that multifamily housing across the street. And again, that was a space that was open so that you could have these natural multi-generational encounters every day. Another way that's being translated in design is in larger event spaces or even theaters. That's been an idea bounced around a lot, is if you have this sort of event space where maybe a local theater group could have a production, or you know, the high school band could come play. Things like that have had varying levels of success. And even a recent example that came up is just thinking about even creating a beautiful campus and landscape design. There's a community in Pennsylvania that often has high school kids come in to take their prom photos or family reunions held on their grounds. Like, there are just different ways that you can approach the design that really does kind of open those doors to invite the outside community in, which is, again, as you said, it really addresses isolation, and it's just really beneficial for everyone, I think, to have the ability to be together.
And one of the things that I speak about a lot is I call it reverse mentoring. I mean, it is what it's mm-hmm. called in the corporate world, when the older person is mentoring the younger person, is usually what we mean by mentoring. But reverse mentoring, mm-hmm. the younger people are mentoring the older people. And that right. works very well if you want to teach older people technology or other things that we weren't brought up with. Not that we can't learn it, we just weren't brought up with it. So, or gaming. And boy, that brings in, because everybody likes to teach. Even a 15, 16-year-old likes to teach. They may not like to be taught, but they like to teach. So that's fantastic. Now, I'm going to go and first ask you to tell everybody. You have a wonderful website. There's a lot of information. There's some gorgeous pictures. How do we find information on environments for aging, whether we're professionals or laymen?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find the magazine at efamagazine.com. And then for information on the show and expo, that's at environmentsforaging.com.
And as you all know, we have a website, which is generationboldradio.com, the name of the show, generationboldradio.com. And Jessica and all this information will be on the front page of our homepage starting Wednesday of next week. And this whole show and that information will be archived forever. So you'll always be able to get the information there. But to go direct to the source, tell us again, Jessica, what that website is.
It's efamagazine.com and environmentsforaging.com.
Right. So now let's go back. One of the places that boomers particularly congregate is around food. Now, there's been a sea change. Is it a sea change? We don't cook. You know, my daughter says, oh, that tastes just like my mother used to order. You know, there's no such thing as like my mother used to make. That's over. So what is changing? I've watched personally from these, again, I'll say dreary congregate roundtables to everything from bars with the best cocktails to individual seating. I mean, there's a revolution in dining, so tell us about it.
Yes, there absolutely is. And I would think that even if people aren't cooking, it's starting in their apartments and units. That you're definitely still going to see very well-equipped kitchens with stainless steel and granite or quartz counters or whatever, just as people have in their residential homes. And but beyond that, in terms of the dining options on a campus, I think that's really being dialed up. You're definitely not going to see these cafeteria style venues of old. The snack cart is gone. There's a lot of I think choice and having options is a big deal. You still have maybe more formal settings that could even require reservation, may even have a dress code. Those sorts of environments are still fairly common. But I think that that communities are answering demand for more casual bistro dining, cafes, grab-and-go options. Really, I think from A to Z, there's an expectation that having those different options are covered. And then, like you said, we're seeing wine rooms. We're seeing a lot of like brew pubs and that type of space introduced into amenities, and everyone's thinking about where are you going to have a Super Bowl party? You know, where can we bring catering in?
Right.
Almost all communities now have a larger dining space where you could have a family birthday party or something along those lines. So I think options are really key.
So we're going to again take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a deeper dive. When you make something beautiful and people have independence and they are independent physically and mentally, you can create environments that are as gorgeous as you want, very much like what they used to. But what if they have an impairment? We'll be right back. We'll talk about innovations there. Don't you go anywhere.
I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room. With refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again, and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, remember, this is your show. The folks that are on the show or the topics that we have on the show have been suggested by the audience. Now, how do you do that? You simply go to generationboldradio.com, and you'll see something called Ask Adrienne, and just ask. Say, gee, this is a topic that has been on my mind, or I saw something in the news, or this is important to my family, or a name of a person that you would like to hear that you know is in the field of aging. And we'll get it for you. It's as simple as that. Well, one of those issues that has come up over and over again in different permutations is design, what to do with your own home, what to look for in a congregate care facility, how to judge an environment for aging in a nursing home, if that's something you have to do, or a rehab center. And what better person to speak to about that than Jennifer Kovacs-Silvis, editor-in-chief of Environments for Aging magazine, Healthcare Design magazine, and one of the movers and shakers on the annual, probably the most important conference in the field, Environments for Aging Expo and Conference, where all of the folks in the field get together to listen, to learn, to share, and to show what's going on, including the competitions between architects and other designers, to really elevate where we're going as we age, because we know that this contributes to not just how happy we are in the environment, but actually how long we live. So one of those things we all know about, and some people don't even like this, is that if people have memory care problems, they are actually living longer. And there's a lot of controversy. We talk about the high cost of this on other shows. But if it was us, we want that perfect environment. So, Jennifer, what's happening in the field of environments for aging from the memory care point of view?
Yeah, it's a big topic that the design professionals are really trying to get their heads around. We had a whole track dedicated to memory care design at our last show in April, and I actually moderated a closing keynote panel on that topic. It's a big one. We've made a lot of progress. We're certainly far from the sort of lockdown units of decades ago. But I think these environments still tend to be dictated by safety and control, and the effect of that can just feel very sterile and sort of devoid of life, and that's not where anyone thrives. And so, themes that we hear a lot of from design teams now are really just working to focus on well-being and engaging residents, giving them a sense of freedom and comfort and a feeling of home, providing the ability to wander safely, for example, giving cues that may remind a resident of how to get back to their room or even when to brush their teeth. It's just things that really support more independence, which is a big deal. And access to the outdoors is huge. If there can be maybe an open courtyard where residents can freely roam throughout the day, that would certainly be the ideal, but not always achievable. And overall, we're seeing just smaller scales for memory care units using a household model, which is common in skilled nursing as well right now, that's more centered on an open kitchen where meals are shared between residents. And so you may see a group of 10 to 12 residents living in one neighborhood, for example. And there's just plenty of space, accommodation for caregivers to assist as needed. And, you know, other themes are acoustics are important. Noise can be very irritating to someone with any sort of cognitive impairment. So that's something that comes up a lot. And there's we're seeing a lot of innovation with lighting as well, or at least some traction. There's some research being done in terms of mimicking circadian rhythm through interior lighting throughout the day, so that you can reduce agitation and sort of improve that sleep-wake cycle.
Yeah, one of the things that we know is sundowning, where very frequently people with dementia or Alzheimer's, around 6 o'clock or so, the sun goes down, they become very agitated. Music helps in those times. Lighting changes helps. So people
right.
who are not in the field really don't put together how much environment interacts with who we are. Mm-hmm. And you see it in this bold relief with people with dementia. It's actually happening to all of us all the time, but because we're not as focused internally and because our lives have more scope, we don't realize it. But that is an issue, to the point where we think about daycare for adults. And now I've been to some very innovative centers that are evening care. So instead of dropping off the person you love during the day, you drop them off for the night, when it's usually worse for you as a caregiver because of the dementia and what happened. So this is fascinating and innovative. And again, environments for aging is kind of at the forefront of giving a community for sharing and trading ideas. But I wanted to get to that from the point of view of the person who is either in the field and is building one of these things, or you're judging it. There are big names in the field of architecture. You think of Frank Lloyd Wright, and you think of Michael Graves, and big names, even in your own communities. Everybody knows who's the builder that knows what they're doing. In this field, are there emerging some big names like that? You don't have to mention them, because everybody else will get mad at you, Jennifer, if you doubt somebody else. But is that happening, where firms are beginning to devote themselves to this kind of thing?
Yes. I mean, you'll certainly see maybe a general design firm be called to work on a senior living project, but there are absolutely firms that are solely dedicated to senior living design and that are doing some really innovative and cool things to advance where these environments are heading. And then you may have a larger design firm that covers multiple sectors, but will have a sector that's dedicated to senior living. But certainly a lot of the professionals who we work with that participate in our programs, a lot of the individuals who are on our editorial advisory board, for example, are all just truly immersed in this industry. And I have to say, they constantly blow me away with the passion that they have for their work. I mean, these people are truly on a mission to improve the lives of seniors and push this industry forward. And it is definitely encouraging to know that they're out there and they are literally fighting every day to improve the spaces where we'll spend our time as we age.
Let me give the listeners an example, and I'm going to be very, I know, bold about this one. It's Generation Bold, right? Incontinency. Incontinency is a big problem. It's one of the biggest problems of aging, because if you don't have dementia, you're embarrassed. It is a shameful thing. In fact, there's a wonderful Albert Albee play now on Broadway. He's getting great reviews, called Three Tall Women. And one of the main characters, or the main character, is 92 years old, and her biggest problem is incontinency.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can see fabrics that would blow you away at these conferences. Just people working on nothing else but the fabrics that they can use on the chairs so that they remain fresh, they remain absorbent, they remain beautiful, and people can sit down and not say, hey, who sat down before me? So that the older person now becomes a pariah that you want to stay away from. Even just that, or you say blows me away, that blows me away. And people are and passionate about it. It's just an incredible thing. And what there's an underlying feeling that you get when you go to an EFA conference, and that is one of great dignity. There's always environments for dignity also, even if it's not specifically addressed. So that's just a great thing. And before we have to take our little break, just tell everybody again where to find Environments for Aging in the magazine and the expo.
Sure. You can find the magazine at efamagazine.com and the expo at environmentsforaging.com.
And when we come back, we're going to, again, we're always digging a little deeper. Two of the things that Jennifer mentioned that I want to get into is smaller environments. Now, in the old days, there used to be something called the adult home. And you would go, and it would be in the Midwest, and everybody was sitting on the porch, and there would be one person who would take care of eight seniors, and that's what senior living was. And it was very, very small, and then all of a sudden the government started to say, hey, you got to get licensed, you need a certification, became a business. I'm talking about a long time ago, adult homes. In fact, many of you listening may have grown up near such a house. Well, funny enough, we're going back a little bit to the idea of the smaller household, and I want to talk about that because you may not be aware of that, particularly for your loved ones. If you're a baby boomer, remember that half of all 60-year-olds have a living parent. So if you're listening to the show, it may not be for yourself. It may be because you're a caregiver, and you're wondering, you know, should we be going to these cavernous places where there's several hundred people around? Is there any alternatives? Well, we'll talk about what's going on in the field when it comes to the size of these environments. And as baby boomers, we may be confronted
may
with moving one day.
It,
where should we go? We'll be back.
Doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000,
Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
And hello, 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 and unaccountably, we are in the last segment of our show. I can never believe it every single week. And I don't want to take a minute of our time. I want to get right back to our guest, Jennifer Kovacs-Silvis, editor-in-chief of Environments for Aging magazine, Healthcare Design magazine, and, of course, also one of the movers and shakers to help plan and produce one of my favorite of all-time conferences, Environments for Aging Expo and Conference, which happens every year. And if you've been listening to the show at all, you know that this is about creating the environments that allow us to thrive, plain and simple, in almost every area of senior housing, whether it's the congregate care facility, the rehab, certain sectors of the hospital, the independent living, and really a lot more. And it all filters down to how we build our own individual houses or renovate them if we're planning to age in place. So this idea of wanting to stay home is one of the biggest problems that baby boomers have. They would like to stay home, and they're struggling with their parents' refusal to move, and they bring them to a place, Jennifer, and they see these big hallways, and everybody's just sitting around. Maybe they're in a wheelchair. Maybe they're doing their pottery and things, but it doesn't look appealing. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be, according to what you've been telling me, almost a retro concept of going back to smaller environments. What's the stimulus for that, and what's happening?
The stimulus is really a shift in operations in terms of embracing more resident-centered care. And I think we've all had that moment of walking into those large institutional settings with the long double-loaded corridors and the nurse's station in the middle, and it's a very medical environment and is not a place where anyone wants to live. And I think that the industry has recognized that. And so we're starting to see this shift to, and then operationally, it was just a very task-driven environment in terms of kind of going through these checklists every morning of make sure the resident is up, make sure the resident's brushed his or her teeth, make sure the resident is eating, and there wasn't a lot of choice involved. And so there's this movement to resident-centered care that really allows individuals to live the lives they want to live and have more choice, and empowering staff to just to support that in any way that they can. And how that's being translated in terms of the design of environments for aging, particularly in skilled nursing, is through a household model. And that's getting away from those long institutional corridors and creating spaces that really are what's often called neighborhoods of, say, 8, 10, or 12 residents and single rooms. And those rooms would be located off of a central sort of common living area where you would have a very large open kitchen where meals at the very least would be plated and served in a more residential fashion. You would have a long table where everyone shares meals together. There's a central living room where you would spend time and certainly central activity and amenity spaces so that you have a much more residential environment. And then again, the choice is key in terms of supporting residents. And it's often called culture change as well. It's a big shift operationally, and I can't tell you that it's universal, but there are a lot of champions for this model in the senior living design industry, and we are starting to see a lot of traction.
Yeah. So, you know, this is cutting edge, and people always ask me, how come senior housing started as a medical model as opposed to a housing model or a hospitality model? And my answer is very simple, because it came as a surprise. Nobody really thought we were going to live this long. And the only group that had the equipment, the personnel that was dealing with aging was on the medical side. Up until less than 50 years ago, I know people can't believe this when I say it, under the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, aging was a disease. It was listed as a disease. And oddly enough, it was thought of as a disease. It's a decline. It was never thought of as a vibrant time of life. Well, hello. Baby boomer changed a lot of that. I take credit for it. My daughter says baby boomers take credit for everything, so I'll take credit for that. And, of course, with it is the concept that aging is a time of thriving, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't surprise me that now we're really looking at it differently because we can. Before we leave you, I just wanted you to say a couple of words about my favorite topic, which is landscaping and outdoor design, which is becoming mm-hmm. important. I have a minute or two for a topic that could take 8 hours, but let us hear a little bit about your favorite new thoughts in landscape.
It's important, and it shouldn't be an afterthought, and people want to spend time outside. So I think introducing places to gather, places to share meals together, fire pits, outdoor seating, walking trails, opportunities to garden, things that really touch on the senses for touch, sound, and feel. I saw a cool project recently that's working on a birdwatch area, maybe areas for outdoor yoga and tai chi. I think all of those things can be supported in outdoor environments. Certainly you have to think about safety and offering varying levels of privacy. But overall, let it not just be a gazebo sitting in the middle of a lawn that no one's ever going to use. I think that people enjoy being outside, and we should encourage that through design solutions as well.
So we thank you so much for being with us, and I'm just going to finish up by saying that I'm helping design a garden for children, who have mm-hmm. lost their parents. It's really a kind of bereavement garden for young people. And I use EFA. I use the pictures. I use the ideas and the newsletter. And what you're doing there is having, let's call it a trickle-down effect. It's not only that the rest of the builders and designers are affecting the area of design for aging and healthcare, it's the other way around, too. There's so much beauty there, and there's so much thoughtfulness around that I believe, and I'm seeing, those designers and builders who are not in that field, looking to that field and saying, hey, look what they're doing. Maybe this is what we could use in our multi-housing facility for people who are the millennials. So I love this idea. This I call it intergenerational designing, and basically taking from each other. I know it's going to be a terrific conference. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's so much fun. And for everybody else, you know that we are here every single Sunday for on most of our stations, Saturday nights and some of our other stations. You know to go to GenerationBoldRadio.com to tell us what you want to hear about. It's only 2 weeks now that we've been on iHeartRadio, so those of you who subscribe to that can hear us there. You can hear all the archived shows on our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com, and you can hear us and listen live anywhere in the world on Biz Talk. Meanwhile, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,